Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Deborah Becker. Powerful questions about privilege, poverty, and prison are being raised in a new documentary film that's based in New Hampshire. The film, titled It's Criminal, chronicles a Dartmouth College class that brings together students and women behind bars at the Sullivan County Department of Corrections in Unity, New Hampshire. Over the 10-week class, students and inmates write a play together, and the film focuses on the relationships that develop while they're doing that. Here is a scene involving one of the incarcerated women by the name of Malika, who's describing meeting one of the Dartmouth students for the first time.
I hated her. I absolutely hated her from the minute I saw her. She's like what you think the Dartmouth girl is going to look like. She's beautiful. She's blonde. She has pretty teeth. She had her beautiful pearl earrings. And I felt like, how dare she wear those here?
The documentary screens free as part of the Globe Docs series at the Coolidge Corner Theater in Brookline tonight. Joining us in the studio to talk about this is Signa Taylor. She's director of It's Criminal. Hi, Signa.
Hello.
Also with us is Charlotte Gunderson. She's one of the women featured in the film. She was incarcerated at Sullivan County Department of Corrections, and she now works as an industrial supervisor at a home improvement plant and lives in Newport, New Hampshire. Right, Charlotte?
Yes. Hello. Well,
thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
So, Signa, let's start with you. Your film centers on this Dartmouth class, as we said, that was organized by Professors Ivy Schweitzer and Patty Hernandez. And we have a clip here of Ivy asking some really profound questions. I just want to play this before we get to you. And she says she was inspired when Angela Davis spoke at Dartmouth and urged the audience to incorporate issues of incarceration into their teaching. And here's Ivy on one of the big questions that she asked the Dartmouth students to reckon with heading into the prison for this class.
I think one of the ultimate questions we have to ask ourselves in terms of this class and what we're going to be doing at the facility is, what group are we in? Are we the oppressors or are we the oppressed?
Signa, tell us a little bit about this class and the big questions to the students and the women who were incarcerated, about the big questions that it presented for them.
Sure. I think Ivy and Patty put together a very powerful experience, both for the incarcerated women and for the students. And they're both, like the clip that you just played of Ivy Schweitzer asking, are we the oppressors or are we the oppressed, comes from Paulo Freire. And so there's a theoretical background that the students and the women receive, and then they put that theory into practice. And so a lot of times they're asking questions both on a really large level and then also a very personal level. And I think that one of the biggest questions that everybody faces in that class is really examining what privilege means, and then also really examining what personal responsibility means.
Why did you decide to make a film about the process of making the play rather than a film that was the play itself?
What
was it about this process that intrigued you?
Patty and Ivy create a platform where they bring very different groups of people who have very different amounts of power societally. They bring them together and they create almost this utopia where everybody's equal and everybody's voice matters. And so I loved the way that they approached this class, the process of bringing people together. So that was, you know, one reason. But another reason was the first time I filmed the final performance of the class, I had a very profound experience where I saw a woman who I assume was a Dartmouth student, who is my age, who looked a lot like me and discovered she was a filmmaker. And I'd, you know, watched her perform in the play. And then when she got to the end of the play, she revealed that she was, in fact, a prisoner. And when that happened, she said that what made her most sad was the length of her sentence. She was 40 years old, and her sentence was 7 years. And what made her most sad was that she would never have biological children. Mm-hmm. And so I had this pang inside me after she spoke and I finished filming the performance. And I went back to my car and I just sort of sat there and cried, because I had that sense that she could have been me and I could have been her, that we could have swapped places in a heartbeat. Mm-hmm. And after that, I just kept filming the final performances, but then I wanted to know, like, how do you get there? Like, how do you get the experience of these incarcerated women and these students crying and hugging and saying this is the most meaningful experience they've ever had? Like, what does it take to get you there? And
Right. Charlotte, why did you want to get involved in the class, first of all, and then the film?
Right. So the class, you know, when Patty came to our unit, she has this character. She's like an enigma almost. And she truly makes you believe that you are special, and that you have a voice and that it should be heard, and it shouldn't matter how, you know, what your background is. And for me, that was mind-blowing, eye-opening. You know, I never really thought that anyone would care about my story, myself, my past, my voice, or any of that. So, you know, it was a great experience to learn a little bit about myself. And honestly, the filming kind of went hand in hand. You know, to participate in the class, we all knew it was going to be filmed. Yeah. But, you know, after a little while, you get used to the cameras, and you're so in tune with what's happening, and you're so engrossed in the moment with the students, and everything becomes so natural. You almost seem to forget that the cameras are even there.
At the beginning, when this first started, we heard a cut from Malika at the beginning,
yes,
saying, "I can't believe that student wore those pearl earrings in here. I hated her the minute I saw her." I mean, right. How do you get over that, right? Because there's got to be some natural resentment, not just because they're Dartmouth students, but they're free right now and visiting you, right? And they have freedom and they have all of those things.
Absolutely. I think a lot of us, you know, assumed that they all came from these rich families that never had to work for, you know, anything. They had a free ride to Dartmouth. But the more that we got to know them and the more genuine they were, you know, with us, as we were being genuine with them, it kind of helped them to open up a little bit with us. And we all kind of realized that we had a lot more in common than we ever thought we would.
Hmm. You know what I noticed in the film, Signe, that the students were warned not to be open in the beginning of this process, right? They were told, no, you've got to watch out for these people that you're going to encounter behind the walls and all of that. And then there was a very powerful scene in the movie when the students do decide to open up. And some of the women who are incarcerated say they're frustrated. They feel like they're an experiment here, and they're just being watched, and it's sort of this visceral experience on the part of the students, but not a true meeting of people. So I wonder, how did you get around that? And was that something that played into your decision-making to turn the process into a film as well? You know what I mean? That there's you're watching these relationships develop from an I hate you for wearing pearl earrings,
yep,
and don't be open, to all of a sudden there's some common ground there.
I think that was one of the turning points in the class. I think any time that you bring different groups together, create performance, you know, creative process is fraught a lot of times. Mm. And I think that was one of the turning points in the class that you mentioned, where the women said, wait a minute, why are the skits about us? Why aren't the skits like half about us and half about you? Because this whole class is about equality, right?
Right.
And so then Patty answered that, saying that it's about giving voice to people who might not have voice on the outside. And then the students, I thought Thander, one of the students, very, very beautifully stepped up to the plate. And she said, you know what? The reason that we're not sharing our stories with you is because it's really hard to be vulnerable. And then she started talking about how she felt vulnerable, that she couldn't get, you know, in classes people are getting A's, she doesn't even know how to get a B, that, you know, that her father was experiencing depression and she didn't know how to handle any of this. Yet on the Dartmouth campus, you are meant to be perfect. You are meant to show up and smile and get A's and do 1,000 extracurricular activities. And so Thander just laid herself open and made herself vulnerable. And what I loved was Malika's response to her at that moment was, wow, who's to say whose pain is greater?
Right. Charlotte, you said that participating in this class changed your life.
Yes.
How come?
Yes. So when I was first incarcerated, I was an opioid addict. I also had no real self-worth or self-value. Kind of had been taught that from a little bit of a young age. And then, you know, this class really helped me to understand that I do have some self-worth. My life matters. My thoughts matter. My story matters. And not only my story, but my story is countless of other women's stories. Mm. So I think if I hadn't been able to take this class and really open myself up and reflect on myself, I probably would not have done so well in the next part of the programming, which isn't in the film, but there's a lengthy trails program at the county facility of programming and rehab. And I don't think I would have felt like I was worth rehab or felt like I was worth saving if I hadn't taken the Telling My Story class.
All right. Charlotte Gunderson, one of the women featured in the film It's Criminal. Charlotte, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Also, Signe Taylor is the director of the film. Thank you.
Thank you.
It's Criminal screens free tonight at the Coolidge Corner Theater in Brookline. This is Radio Boston.